Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
day that you have made. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we can't thank you enough, but stand still, we thank you. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, church. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for keeping us all day, yesterday, through the night. Amen. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for this set time here today that you allowed us to come, touch it and agree in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your presence right now, for your presence. Hallelujah. There's healing. There's deliverance. There's freedom. There's peace. There's joy. There's provision. There's protection. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do in the lives of those that believe and trust you. And Lord, we come believing. We trust you, oh God, for all things. Amen. Come on now, church. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. Amen. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Amen. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Come on, everybody, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Welcome to the shout, everybody. I'm so grateful. I thank God I'm in a good place, amen, because I am in the presence of the Lord, amen. Hallelujah. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, amen. So I thank God for my dwelling place, amen. Will you thank him today? Hallelujah, that you're safe in his arms. Glory to God. Welcome to the shout. I'm your host, Prophetess T-Shirt Tell Manning. I welcome you all to the shout. If it's your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Those that are called in today, those who are logged on to Blog Talk Radio, the preacher and the pastor, to the shout, welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on, let's shout right now. Open up your mouth and shout, glory, hallelujah. Come on, Sister Connie, give God all praise, glory, and honor, shout, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, thank you, Jesus. I have had a beautiful day today. I just want to thank God for my day and my breathing. It's really been good. And I want to thank, do a shout-out prayer for, I have family members just traveling to Atlanta. My daughter's checking on her dad with the cancer. And I just want to not just pray for her, but pray for everybody's family members that's going to be on the road for the holidays.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we know that you're with us, Father God, every step of the way, Lord God, that we know you're all-seeing, all-knowing everywhere, God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name right now for traveling grace for all that's on the road today. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle and every form of transportation they may be traveling in right now. Amen. As a driver or a passenger. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. As we plead the blood, oh God, we ask in Jesus' name that there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against anything that will cause any problems, anything that will cause any hurt, harm, or danger right now with the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ on every street, every road, and every highway, every airway that we may travel along the sea. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we're protected and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And everywhere their feet may tread. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God, that they are protected and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ to be their protection, to be our protection. Amen. As we travel, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Connie. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Come on, Sister Dylan. Come on, Mama. Give God our praise, glory, and honor, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for another day's journey. And I'm so glad
about
it.
Yes, Lord.
I just thank you, Lord, for wake me up another day. Close me in my right mind, Lord. I just thank you. I just thank you, Lord. I'm just so grateful for today, Lord. I'm grateful for my family, my children, my grandchildren, Lord. I'm just truly grateful for all you've done and what you're about to do. You know,
yes,
we
Lord.
Can't see it, but we got to believe it. He's gonna
oh, Lord, we
it.
Trust you for
mm-hmm. So I just trust you, my Father in heaven, and Jesus
yes,
Christ
Lord.
All the night. Thank you. Why not?
Hallelujah. Why not? That's all we're saying.
Yes.
It's a gospel for the why not? Why not trust him? Why not? Give it all over to God. Why not? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to get a sort of made by you and say, why not trust God? Amen.
Why
not? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Glory to God. Yeah, come on. You're not singing your song today. Whatever you're doing in this season.
Don't do it without me and you and you and you. Please don't do it without me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Dillon. Bless you, Mama. I love you. I thank God for it. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me know that God won't do it without you. Amen. Will you call upon you? Will you trust him when you can't trace him? Amen. Hallelujah. Will you believe God for it? Amen. I was telling a friend as I was speaking on yesterday here on the shout and on the prayer line, you all, God is looking for the one that he can, that will trust him for the miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. God, see, we're looking for God to do what man can do. We're looking for man-made miracles. But God said he want to bless you with a heavenly miracle where it look like it. Everybody will know only God could have done that. Only God did. Only God can do that. Amen. Hallelujah. But will you trust him for yourself? Amen. We can trust him for everybody else, but will we trust it for ourselves? Will we trust him for ourselves? Amen. Come on and shout. Give God our praise. Sister Sharon, go ahead and shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We going to shout for Jesus because
yes.
He's good all the time. And we thank the Lord for letting us see a new day. And we thank the Lord for taking us on that dangerous highway all day.
My Lord,
we thank you for your son, Jesus, who died.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
We just thank you. Thank you for your blood,
Jesus.
Lord. We just thank you. And we're going to give you the
glory,
and we're going to give you the praise because you are worthy to be praised.
In
Jesus' name.
You are worthy. In Jesus' name. Oh, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Yes, he's worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for sending your only begotten Son to save us, to save the world. We thank you and we love you. If it had not been all for Jesus, oh, Lord God, for the plan that you have for us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We bless your only name. Come on now and shout. Come on. Open up your mouth and shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Cousin Brenda, give God our praise. Go ahead and shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I am here with
hallelujah.
My mom. We're having a wonderful day today. Thank God
amen.
For all the blessings. All of my help comes from the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We thank God for you. How you doing? Hey, Ruth and May, we love you. We thank God for you. We're praying for you. We're lifting you up. We're trusting God for the miracle concerning you and all that you're concerned about in love. God bless you. God keep you. We declare and declare victory over you. We speak life and abundance over you and in you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May God continue to strengthen you, Cousin Brenda Gale, and all that you need. And God meet all your needs. Amen. May there be no lack of God's goodness operating through and about your life, of your husband and your children, all that you love and concerned about. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Hallelujah. Shout glory. Come on, everybody. Give God all praise and glory because he is worthy of all praise and glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help coming from the Lord who made heaven and earth. In case you didn't know where your help comes from, let me remind you today that your help coming from the Lord. Behold, he is he who keeps Israel. He shall neither slumber nor sleep. Amen. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Amen. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and ever, even forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Give God our praise and glory right now. Come on, Pamela. Come on, Pamela. Give God our praise and glory. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God for waking me up this morning in my right and sober mind. I wasn't feeling good early, but I was able to get up and put some clothes on. I had a couple of doctor's appointments, but, you know, all is good, all is well. So I'm not speaking anything into existence, but that my health is good and that if nothing's going to be wrong with me, I'm going to be fine.
Amen.
And I just want everybody to have a safe, Memorial Weekend. You know how these crazy people can be sometimes. So while you're out there on the road, you have to watch everybody else.
Amen. Yes, Lord. We pray for traveling grace and covering. Amen. God bless you. God keep you keeping that positive mindset and trusting God. Amen. No matter what the doctor say, we trust God because he's our healer. The doctor practices medicine, but God is our healer. Amen. Do you know God to be your healer? Have you, hallelujah, have you asked God to heal you and have you decree and declare that God is your healer, then receive the healing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, my Lord, my God, we thank you. Come on, with the gate. I've been together. Dorita, Dorita, I see you in the top. Come on, cousin Dorita, give God all praise, glory,
yeah,
and all that shout, glory. Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank
glory,
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for today. We got a beautiful sunshine today. I thank the Lord that my aide came in and took care of me this morning. I just thank the Lord that she's so good to me. When I need it, she'll come right on. And I thank the Lord.
Yes.
Thank the Lord. And I want you all to pray for me that I can get out this bed. I want to walk out there in my backyard. And I thank the Lord that he straightened these legs out and I'll be able to walk out there and see the birds.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. And we come into agreement with you, all that you're asking God to do. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you remove every delay, oh God. Oh, Lord, you are blessed, oh God. Oh, Lord, you are recovery. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, because we know that you're able to do it. Lord, as we come touching and agreeing and lifting our sister up at this time, oh God, we ask you move mighty concerning your daughter, Doreen. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we thank you for your protection, oh God, that you continue to protect, God, keep and strengthen her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. We love you, Dorita. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. If it's your first time here on the shout and you want to shout, we want to hear your shout about what God has done for you and what you're trusting God to do. Amen. I want you to understand that right now God is already working a miracle in you. Amen. We are hallelujah. We are miracles. Right now, each and every day that you take a breath, I mean, nobody creates the air. Only God gives air. Only God gives life. Amen. There's no man or woman here that gives life. Amen. God gives life. He breathed life, the spirit of life into all of us. He's given us life. So it's already working on the inside. I want you to know it. I want you to activate the miracle on the inside of you. You got to have faith. Amen. The resurrection power that will heal, deliver, set free, make a way out of no way. It's already inside of you, but you have to have the faith. So we ask God right now to increase our faith to receive the miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. God bless you. Everyone here today. I want to talk about a few things. I want to talk about friendship. How many of us have a friend, a true friend that we can call on and they're there? You know, somebody that always have your back. It's hard to find somebody that you can truly call your friend. Amen. For myself, I really look at, for me to say that you're my friend, I really do have criteria for somebody to be a friend because I'm going to be a friend to you. In order for you to have a friend, you need to be friendly yourself. Amen. When somebody, you saying someone's not your friend, but are you a friend? Then you have to be a friend to a friend. Amen. The Bible tells us about friendship, you all. In Proverbs 17 and 17, the Bible says a friend loves at all times. They are there to help when trouble comes. Are you that friend that loves at all times and ready to help when trouble comes? See, you need to understand this today, you all. Sometimes reveal real friends. Sometimes will reveal who your true friends are. But see, you know, partly that is true because real friends are the ones that stick around when things are troublesome and uncomfortable and not at all fun. But also it is true because when you are at your worst or your weakest, you can only bear to be witnessed by a real friend. See, those who already know you inside and out and accept you just the way you are, ask God to give you that kind of friend. If you're needed, if you don't have that kind of friend in your life, I don't care how old you are or how many times you've been hurt, if you don't have that kind of friend in your life, ask God to send you a friend for you. And then the Bible says in Proverbs 18 and 24, some friends play at friendship, but a true friend sticks closer than one's nearest kin. Amen. So it's nice to have acquaintances, you all, but somewhere within us, we crave authentic friendships that provide a connection as strong as that of our biological families. Amen. So do you have friendship that reaches to this level? Ask yourself, if not, ask God to help you find the ones that you can get deeper with. Amen. Then keep your eyes and ears open. Reach out to others and let God do the rest. Amen. He won't disappoint you. I guarantee you, God will not disappoint you. A lot of times people are only praying for husbands and wives and jobs and money, but we need a friend. Hallelujah. Some of us, we just need a friend, a good friend. A lot of times we can't go down and tell somebody everything. Sometimes the marriage ain't going right, or the relationship ain't going right, and you need that friend that you can call on that's going to give you some good, sound advice. Amen. According to the word of God, they're going to pour to you. They're going to pray with you. You need those type of people in your life, real friends that's going to be there for you. You ain't got to beg them to do anything. They're going to see a need. They're going to provide for that need. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. They're always going to figure out how they can help you work it out. That's what a friend does. You know, you ain't got to keep asking. A friend already know, I already see there's a need, so I'm on my way to help you out. If that's what a friend does, in the same vice versa. That's why I can't consider everybody a friend, because I give so much. I give. It's a relationship. It's a real relationship. So for me, I don't know about everybody else, but for me, having a friend is that I'm there. It's a real relationship. It's a pouring in. And we're pouring into each other. We're there for each other. And I can't do that with everybody. So I can't have 15 to 20 friends, because I give. I'm a giver. I'm a lover. I'm compassionate about my friends and my loved ones. So I have to have, you know, I don't consider everybody a friend, but I am a friend to, I'm a friend in the world. I'm compassionate about people. Let me put that like that. I'm compassionate. I have love for people. But when we talk about a friend, that's something totally different. Everybody's not a friend. We have to understand, everybody's not your friend. Amen. They may act like it, but everybody's not your friend. I want you all to know, and I wanted to talk about that, because a true friend is hard to find. But when we ask God to send the one, a real friend or friends, then he will, like-minded people. Amen. So you all can grow together. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. I want you to understand, you all, that you, we are blessed with power. The Bible says in Acts 1 and 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. So we are blessed with power. The word power in most New Testament passages is translated from the Greek word dynamis, you all. We probably heard that before, dynamis, power. See, a few of these uses of this word in the Bible are might, power, aptitude, authority for performing miracles, a state of moral excellence. See, the influence and authority that results from affluence. And then, see, the Holy Spirit has given you access to dynamis, you all, and all the benefits in the name of Jesus Christ that you can activate it by faith. So when you are feeling weak or lacking in might or aptitude, receive dynamis by faith, and you will be strengthened and empowered. See, numerous times when I felt tired or weakened and I had an assignment to do, I invited the Holy Spirit through a simple prayer to empower and refresh me, and immediately I've been energized. This is what you call dynamis power at work. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, dynamis always gives you the authority to work miracles. A woman came for prayer one day, you all, and it was so much that was going on with her, and I don't share everything about this woman, but she needed, hallelujah, she needed the Holy Ghost to move mighty. She needed a miracle, and guess what? God worked a miracle in her life. Amen. I want you to know, as I keep saying to y'all, you already have it on the inside of you. It's the Holy Spirit of the living God that worketh in you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have to have faith to release this power. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I want you to understand it today. If you're lacking in that area of faith, ask God to increase your faith. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, the Bible says in Ephesians 3 and 20, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Hallelujah. So what is the scripture saying? You have the power on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But do you have the faith to activate the power that's on the inside? You've been blessed with God's power as a believer. His dynamis resides within you. Come on. You have to activate it by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you activate that power for your healing, when you activate that power for your deliverance, when you activate that power so that you can be set free, when you activate that power so a way can be made out of no way, when you activate that power to receive provisions, amen, when you activate that power to receive direction and guidance and instruction for your life, when you activate that power for new mercy and new grace, amen, God gives us new mercy and grace. But when you say, I need to live more grace, God, I need to live more mercy today, oh God, because he gives us new mercy and new grace. But you might say, Lord, I need to live more. Hallelujah. We activate that power by the faith that's working on the inside of you. I want you all to decree and declare with me today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And what I combine faith on today, that God's power dwells within us by the mighty spirit. God's power is upon our life and activated to bless the world around us. Amen. Hallelujah. We have more excellence due to God's power living within us. We have the authority to work miracles in Christ as we activate them through faith and obedience to the Spirit. Amen. We can do all all things to things through Christ who enables us, amen. We have the power to obtain wealth, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we are the sick, hallelujah, and we're healed by the power of the sick are healed by the power of Jesus Christ when we lay hands on them, amen. In Christ's power and name, we cast out demons, amen. Through Christ, we have power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we preach the gospel boldly through the power of the Spirit of God, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you all on today. I am so excited, you all. Today is Tuesday, amen. So much is going on, and I just want to, I want you all just to continue to lift each other up in prayer. And remember to pray, you all, and don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. Don't worry. Don't put yourself in that place. Amen. Just trust God for the miracle. Trust God to work it all out for your good. Believe God for it. Amen. Just stay in that place. The enemy is going to try. He's going to whisper. He's going to send people. He's going to do all kind of things. Amen. When you least expect it, I'm telling you, he's going to try, but you have the power that's working on the inside of you. Power. That's power in your mouth. The Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. That means your mouth has power. Your tongue has power. You can speak to those things. Amen. You can decree and declare over your life, over the life of your children, your husband, your wives, those that are online today, your family members, whatever it is, your situation, and it shall be so. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, don't give up on God, because God will not give up on you. I want to pray this prayer for mind cleansing and clarity today. Amen. Before we wrap up the last few minutes here, God bless everyone. God bless you, Sister Sharon. May God continue to bless, strengthen, guide, and protect you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and heal you, amen. Hallelujah. But Sister Connie, Lord, may God continue to bless you and your family and loved ones and all that you're concerned about. I pray for God's protection. Be around you, God's hedge and protector. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is my prayer that God will surprise you with his goodness and his favor. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My mother, Carol, dear God, bless you. I love you. I thank God for you. It is my prayer that God will continue to heal your body. Amen. That God will give you peace of mind. That God will continue to pour into you mighty and strong. That you will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Spirit. That you shall declare things and it shall be established in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Sister Pam, I lift you up right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is my prayer right now that God will divinely intervene in everything that's concerning you. Hallelujah. Anyway, your name is, he will divinely intervene and turn it all around for your good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is my prayer that God will make a way out of no way where it seems to be no way and remove every delay to your blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, every delay to your healing. Amen. It is my prayer that you be healed, whole, complete. Amen. And be made new. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lift you up right now, Cousin Brenda Gale and A.T. Ruperman. It is my prayer that God will continue to increase you in strength and peace and joy and happiness and his protection in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And heal every breach in your life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it is my prayer that God will give you the strength to speak life into your body and healing to your bones, that you will stand up and walk outside to be able to feel the grass on your feet. Amen. I pray for the miracle right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak victory over you right now. And I declare the crown of goodness of the Lord operating through and about you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is my prayer for all that's on the line, known or unknown to me, that God will bless you, strengthen you, that God, hallelujah, will take you to a greater altitude and level in him. Amen. That you will have a Holy Ghost encounter, hallelujah, with the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everyone that's on the call today. God bless you. God keep you. My Lord, my God, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you, Lord Jesus, shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us, and everyone that's on the line today, that we pray for, God, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to John 16 and 23. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you heard our prayers and you answered our prayers. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we sin with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and Amen. You all, God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. Those of you all who sow seeds into the ministry that God has placed in me and what God is doing, I is my prayer that you would reap a great harvest in your finances, in your strength, your peace, your joy, your health, and your strength, and all that you're trusting God for. I bless the seed that you planted. I decree and declare that you sown in good soil, and you reap the greatness of the favor of the Lord our God and the blessings of God. Amen. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. May God bless you. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we come together that we'll say, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. I love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I wanna see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that. Oh my God.